I know that our scripture text for my sermon and also William the lectionary is John chapter 6, verses 56 through 69. As I mentioned before, the way my Bible's laid out with paragraphs, so I want to back up to verse 53 so that I don't take it out of context. Hear God's Word, verse 53 through 69, New Living Translation. Now, they were talking and asking the question, how can this man give his flesh to eat? So Jesus said again, I assured you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life with you. But those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them at the last day. For my flesh is the true food, and my blood is the true drink. All who eat my flesh and drink my blood remain in me, and I in them. I live by the power of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, those who partake of me will live because of me. I am the true bread from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever and not die, as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna. And in verse 59, he said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Now, many disciples at that time deserted Jesus, picking it back up in verse 60. Even his disciples said this, this is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it? Jesus knew within himself that his disciples were complaining. So he said to them, does this offend you? Then what will you think if you see me, the Son of Man, return to heaven again? It is the Spirit who gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But some of you don't believe me. For Jesus knew from the beginning who didn't believe him, and he knew who would betray him. And then verse 65, then he said this, that is what I meant when I said that people can't come to me unless the Father brings them to me. At this point, many disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, are you going to leave too? Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom would we go? You alone have the words that give eternal life. We believe in them, and we know that you are the Holy One of God. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of the New Testament scripture letter in John chapter 6, verses 53 through 69.